Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Before we get started with this week's verse, I just want to take a quick second and mark a special occasion. Today is our 52nd episode, and that means, yes, it has been 1 year of the Uplift podcast. Yay! So I just wanted to start by saying thank you to you, the Uplifters, for listening, for downloading, and especially for sharing them with people who needed it. Also, an extra thank you to all of you who have sent me emails and notes on social media when one of these episodes has been particularly meaningful or helpful for you. If you want to help me celebrate, and I know you do, take a moment to just post with a screenshot of the podcast app you listen to or however you listen and post it to social media about why you love this podcast and encourage people to join our little community of Uplifters. We all know someone who needs uplifting, and the best gift I could receive and continue to receive from this group is getting this podcast to the right person on the day they need it most. This community, you, my Uplifters, are just incredible, and I am so honored to be a part of it. So thanks. All right, so to today's verse, Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In Minnesota, where I'm from, the sun is finally breaking through enough to warm things up, warming the days. Birds are chirping, the snow is almost all melted, and people are outside finally, and everyone kind of seems just 1,000% happier. But even on the first 70-degree day in Minnesota, it is someone's worst day. Today is someone's worst day. I know, it's not super fun to think about it if you're having a really awesome day today, but pretending like bad things and worst days don't exist doesn't make them go away, and it certainly doesn't protect you or those you love from having your worst day. Now, I think most people, churchgoers or not, have heard of the 23rd Psalm. It's often heard at funerals or in hospitals, and almost always around some aspect of the end of life. Honestly, I think it's rarely heard outside of these moments because of the association people have with this psalm and death. But this verse in this beautiful psalm is a good reminder that the whole psalm is about a lot more than just death. This psalm is actually about how to live on the worst days. Now, David, the author of this psalm, writes about walking in the darkest valley. Now, another way to translate this, maybe the one you've heard most often, is the valley of the shadow of death. But I think darkest valley is my favorite translation. It's not better, one or the other isn't better, but I think darkest valley is more encompassing. Calling it a darkest valley means that death is not the scariest or darkest thing for everyone. Some people have dark, hard days without even being anywhere near death. So, darkest valley kind of feels the most real. And I love how this verse begins with "even though." Now, those two words in Hebrew are gam and ki, and they can be translated a whole host of different ways. You could say even though, or yes, when, also whenever, even when, therefore, even while, so many different ways. Basically, all kind of saying the same thing. Even when I'm walking in the darkest valley. Or, yes, whenever I'm walking in the darkest valley. It's a statement that indicates a kind of no matter what. Even if I'm having my worst day, even if the bottom has dropped out from beneath me, even if my world has fallen completely apart, what happens? God is with me. On the worst day, on your worst day, even if that worst day changes, God is with you. So then we don't have to be afraid of the bad stuff, of the worst things, because God is with us, right there with us in the shadow, in the darkest place. Not keeping us in it, not putting us in it, not pulling us out, but just sitting in that valley with us. So we don't have to be afraid. So we don't have to worry about what's coming next. Whatever it is, God will be with us in it. And then David says this strange phrase to us because we're modern people and not shepherds, but he says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." He's saying about God, "Your rod and your staff are comforting to me." Now, if someone showed up to my worst day with a rod and a staff, I'm not sure how comforted I would feel about it. But David's use of these two words is very intentional. For a shepherd, the guardian of the sheep, a rod and a staff were two different things with two different functions. A rod was a big fat stick used for protection, to fight off attacks from wild animals or anything that could hurt the herd. Now the staff was used for rescue, to pull sheep away from dangerous locations and situations, to pick up injured sheep and to help gather them into the arms of the shepherd. Do you see why this matters in this psalm? Dark days happen. We will all eventually find ourselves having our worst day. We will all find ourselves in the darkest valley. But when we are there, we are not alone. God is with us on the worst days, on the darkest days. And while God is with us, God is carrying instruments of protection and rescue. So no matter what crap is happening on your worst day, God has got you covered. God is protecting you, rescuing you, and with you. So even on the dark day, in the scary place, in the darkest valley, in the shadows, we can find just a little comfort in the midst of the crap. Happy anniversary, Uplifters. We'll see you next week. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.